This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm superstar Frank Morano. You're listening to 77 WABC. Welcome to The Other Side of Midnight. I hope you had a great weekend. There was a lot to do this weekend, so I'm hopeful that you got a chance to relax a little bit or have some fun, maybe party a little bit, whatever the case may be. I am just glad to be with you here on the radio. You ever feel like you need the work week to start to give you a break from the weekend? This was one such weekend where it almost is a welcome respite from running around like crazy in order to come back to work. But nowhere I'd rather be than here. On a serious note, are you familiar with the name Anthony Dwyer? Anthony Dwyer's name should be known far and wide, and you should know his name far better than any Kardashian or Taylor Swift. In October of 1989, police officer Anthony Dwyer, a New York City police officer, was pushed to his death off a Manhattan rooftop. And now his killer is up for parole, and his family is pleading with the parole board, who has let cop killer after cop killer out, to keep Eddie Matos in prison. Eddie Matos has said that he's found God while serving his 25 years to life sentence. And the slain cop's mother, Marge Dwyer, said there's not much else to do in prison except find God or fight the other prisoners. Well said, Mrs. Dwyer. With a cane in her left hand and a picture of her son pinned to the lapel of her trench coat, Dwyer and her family delivered victim impact statements at the New York State Parole Board's Manhattan office opposing Matos's relief. Matos has been denied parole twice in the last 15 months and will receive another hearing next month. The outraged mother said, quote, "My son wasn't given a second chance or a third chance or a fourth chance." I have to tell you, I completely agree with her. I think this is absolutely not someone that should ever be able to come out of prison. And you know me, I am not a lock them up and throw away the key type of person. I have a lot of friends that are convicted felons. We have a lot of people listening in prison right now. But on October 17th, 1989, Dwyer and two other cops responded to a call of an armed robbery of a McDonald's on 7th Avenue and West 40th Street, just a few blocks from where I am right now, and saw one of the suspects fleeing towards the roof, and Dwyer pursued him, and when he reached the roof, he was pushed into an air shaft 40 feet deep. It took cops and firefighters more than 30 minutes to pull him out, and he died a short time later. That's not the kind of person that should be out of prison. That's great that he's found God. Let him do his praying behind bars.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. A very interesting article in the New York Post over the weekend, all about one of New York City's most progressive, self-proclaimed elected officials, and that is Brad Lander. Well, a Cornell University Institute pushing clean energy picked up the $20,000 plus tab for a group of progressive New York City politicians led by Brad Lander on a week-long junket to Denmark, where they gushed over causes like car-free infrastructure and heavily subsidized social housing program. The Climate Jobs Institute at Cornell's School of Industrial and Labor Relations, whose mission is drumming up green jobs, shelled out about $2,500 per person for Lander and seven Democratic city council members to attend the all-expense-paid trip from April 27th through Saturday. That is according to Brad Lander's office. Now, I want to be clear, Brad Lander did nothing illegal here. All of these trips have to be cleared in advance by the Conflict of Interest Board, and so this trip was. But it's very interesting whether this institute picking up the elected officials' tab in order to lock up political support for future clean energy bills is sort of an indirect quid pro quo. I mean, I have no doubt that Lander and these other politicians did do work while they were out there, see some clean energy sites that they're going to be voting on, and meet with a lot of people. But this was basically a vacation to Denmark. I guarantee you they had a pretty good opportunity to have some fun, to hang out, to eat at some nice restaurants, and to see some sights. And if these were people that were private citizens or people that did not have the opportunity to make decisions about green energy and its future in New York City, they wouldn't have gotten this free trip to Denmark. Councilmember Joanne Ariola, Republican of Queens, told the New York Post, "Something is rotten in Denmark. To me, this seems like indirect lobbying from the Climate Jobs Institute to push their car-free agenda on New York politicians." I think she has a little bit of a point. Doug Kellogg, director of Americans for Tax Reform State Project, said he believes New Yorkers might pay for the trip in the long run. Quote, "New York taxpayers should be white hot angry. Their elected officials are enjoying European junkets to consort with left-wing activists and union bosses to determine how they can all profit from radical climate policies that crush families and businesses under energy bills 40% higher than the national average." I want to be clear, though. If this were a right-wing interest group, I would be just as disappointed. It's basically politicians accepting gifts from entities who stand to gain from their decisions. And that's not right.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
About a week ago, I spoke with the owner of our radio station, John Catsimatidis, and we did a whole hour-long interview. We spoke about nuclear power, we spoke about a bunch of other things, but then we got into radio and his trip to the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, in Las Vegas, and I asked him how it went, and he said he had a lot of very good meetings, including with Republican chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Kathy McMorris Rogers, and the ranking Democrat on that committee, Frank Pallone of New Jersey, and he came away very optimistic. Well, clearly, whatever Sean said did sink in, because Kathy McMorris Rogers and Frank Pallone held a legislative hearing less than a week ago titled Draft Legislation to Preserve Americans' Access to AM Radio. And these guys were absolutely phenomenal. Here's a little bit of Congressman Frank Pallone, Democrat of New Jersey, making the case for AM radio.
AM radio stations are a vital part of our nation's communication system. Tens of millions of Americans listen to AM radio every month, many while driving. And whether it's listening to community news, baseball games, or religious programming, there are many types of diverse programming that can be found across the AM dial. AM radio also provides potentially life-saving information during emergencies, particularly when other communication networks fail in the face of hurricanes, fires, floods, and other emergencies.
Now, do I have a vested interest here because I'm being heard on AM radio right now? Absolutely, but we're also being heard by FM radio. I am a fan of AM radio, but even more than being a fan of AM radio, I'm someone that recognizes the importance that AM radio is playing in the country today and always, not only for the reasons that Frank Pallone just mentioned, but countless others. I remember during Hurricane Sandy, people's internet was down. People's cell phones were down. People had no power. Their lifeline to finding out what was going on was AM radio. But he pointed to the diversity of programming there. That's for sure. What are all these ethnic communities, foreign language, etc., that rely on AM radio to foster a sense of community going to do if AM radio goes away, which is ultimately what's going to happen if it's not included in people's cars? This is looking very promising. Looks like there are enough supporters in both the House and the Senate, bipartisan in nature, in order to get this passed, meaning the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. I certainly hope so. Kudos to Congressman Frank Pallone, and thank you to John Catsimatidis.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Well, Eric Adams has spent a lot of time talking about rats. Long before he was mayor, by the way, even before he was the Democratic nominee for mayor, going back to his time as Brooklyn Borough President, always was very bothered by the rats and spent a lot of time talking about rats. And he vowed 2 years ago to send rats packing. And apparently his push to get rodents, these specific rodents, out of New York City might be working, as rat sightings reported to 311 declined for another month. Everybody pokes fun at Eric Adams and his emphasis on rats and him hiring a rat czar. Well, it looks like it's working. So now the rat sightings reported to 311 have declined for another month. That's the word from the Department of Sanitation on Friday. DSNY officials told AM New York the data, which is sure to upset Pizza Rat, shows that sightings of these little squealers who have a taste for discarded cuisine have fallen in 12 of the last 13 months compared to the year prior. Sightings are also down nearly 14% in rat mitigation zones, areas with a lot of rats. That includes Harlem, that includes Chinatown year over year. Hamilton Heights also saw a dramatic improvement with rat sightings down 55%. And look, what are they going to say? But Department of Sanitation officials are crediting the rat reduction to a tidal wave of change that the Adams administration made to the management of 44 million pounds of trash the city produces each day. Rats have been a major point of contention for Adams since he took office. He has even called them, which is an interesting thing to say, and I don't know that I would agree with this. In fact, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I would not agree with this, but he's actually called them public enemy number one. So, look, I have publicly questioned some of the changes that Mayor Adams has made with respect to garbage, namely not allowing garbage to be put out until after 8 p.m. But look, it seems to be working. Let's see if he can keep it up. Go, Rat Czar, go.
Beam me up.
To be continued.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.